All right, after this week's podcast, very cool. They're bringing it back. 1883, the Yellowstone spinoff, the prequel, the one where Tim McGraw and Faith Hill were in it. Well, one of the actors, one of the cowboys who helps rustle the cows along with the wagon train, Eric Nelson. He played Innes on the show. He's the one that was like really into Elsa, Tim McGraw's daughter. He's going to be joining us after the closing jingle of the podcast, so please stick around for that.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show five days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind. So they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast.
So the other day we were doing songs that we were digging at the time, and I played it. It ended up becoming a gold because you were making fun of it. I picked an NF song, and in the song he was talking about how he was scared, except he said
scared.
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 Hey, are you guys almost here? I'm really scared.
Scared.
Dude, scary.
NF is awesome. You can make fun all you want.
All right, well, we will.
We're still gonna. Yeah.
Listen, let's really dissect the word he's really saying. Go ahead.
Scared.
Thank you. No.
Oh.
Scared.
He's saying scared.
Yeah.
Scared.
Let me hear it one more time.
Scared.
Scared.
Trying to think if maybe there's some kind of effect on his voice that might do that, like a modulation.
Nah,
like a,
nah.
I think he did that, Bubba.
Yeah, I think
he thinks there's an O in scared and possibly a W.
I've listened to him for years. Mm. He's awesome.
And you never noticed that was
he doesn't have odd? He doesn't have a thing. He doesn't have like a speech impediment. He can say his awes.
I think it's a thing that singers do. Remember
it's like Michael Jackson saying "Shum on."
Shimona.
Instead of come on, right?
Is that what he was saying?
Oh, is that what that's supposed to be?
Yeah.
Oh.
I always thought he was just doing like some little noise.
Like, yeah, I thought he was like going,
because Keith Urban, by the way, does that. If you listen to Keith Urban songs, Michael Jackson's them all over the place. Mm. You hear Keith Urban in the middle of a song going,
I think it's just an artist.
It's great, and I love it. It's one of my favorite things about Keith Urban.
Scared.
So anyway, hi.
welcome to the podcast.
Yes, you're going to cover a whole bunch here today. Oh, I would like to talk about AI DJs. I think this is a fun thing. Oh, you saw Carson roll her eyes. There's a lady who came out, and she's like the first AI DJ, basically.
Ashley.
Yeah, so it's Ashley and AI Ashley, and, you know, I don't know why they don't call the real Ashley actually Ashley.
Oh, that's a
great way
Bubba.
To do it. I know. This is what we
good.
Do.
Yeah.
Marketing, it's what we do.
Just talent.
But she should be actually Ashley and AI Ashley. They totally missed the ball on that one. Hopefully they are listening, which they probably are. But maybe they'll pick up on it. But we tried. If you were listening to the radio show, we tried to do Big D and Bubba AI robot us's in case, because I thought it would be really cool to have a Big D for the days that Big D might be sick or whatever, or he could have a Bubba and we could say something like, you know, somebody doing an O'Reilly thing and it's just us going, hey, it's Big D and Bubba, O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, whatever, so we can get our advertisers in. It didn't work.
No.
It was really wonky at best.
So this thing, so it's just, they just type in what it's going to say and it just does it over music?
No,
something?
It's one of these things, it's an aggregator. So they give it like, okay, like so they'll say the weather here on FM 109. And it'll go, FM 109, it's me, blah, 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 going to be sunny today and blah, blah, blah. Except the difference is it doesn't have inflection yet. I mean, one day I'm sure it will, but the inflection's always wrong, all that kind of stuff. It's not. It's just not there. It's not ready for prime time, as we noticed with the AI Big D and Bubba. Let me see if I could find those.
And you massaged this. I mean, you worked with this.
Yeah, you worked on it.
Like, that's not the way. And then so you have to kind of like change. You have to like, if like you want me to say scared, you have to type in scared.
Nope, that's not it. I can't find it.
And the way in this one, Bubba and I were talking that it. They don't have time to it's doing it on its own.
Right.
Yeah. So they aren't, it's not, it's like it's one take and it's, you get what you get. So if she says it kind of weird, she does.
It did a phone call because it called a winner. I think they were, yeah, they were giving away tickets to something and it was
what's your name?
It was like, hello, is this so-and-so? And yeah, and they were like, were you listening at this time and texted in a keyword? And yeah, it was, the thing is, it was like close to her voice, but, and I'm not doing it justice, but it was
Is it that robotic sounding or are you kind of?
It sounds like her, but there's a, I saw it on their Instagram, so.
Let me see, I'm going to skip in.
We should change.
It's not necessarily that choppy, but yeah, she's, there is something mechanical on it.
I'm like, yeah. Okay. Some of the, do you write that?
Yes.
Do you write?
Because I know there's like.
Okay, here we go.
Like there's like, do you write that?
Yes.
Do you write G-O-O-O-O-D?
Yeah.
Okay, I gotcha. So yeah, a lot of the things you can.
I'm going to put the emphasis on you.
Good morning to you, Bubba.
Hey.
You look thinner today. I'm so lucky to have you as a friend and as a co-host of the show. I think we should change the name of the show to Bubba and Big D.
Oh, well, that's a great idea, AI Big D.
Boy, it's
not good. It's not. Yeah, so that's a little example of it. I mean, it's a vocal clone, and as we know, you know,
what's so interesting about it, though, is that over eons, we have evolved as just base human organic forms that we recognize something's off, and it puts the hackles up, and that did that to me.
What do they call it? The
like gut instinct, spidey sense, but I'm sure you know a real.
Yeah, there's a term whenever it's like the uncanny valley. That's what they call it.
Yeah.
So the uncanny valley, it's the same thing. Like whenever you're watching an Avengers movie and Spider-Man's flying through the air, you know it's not right.
Yeah.
You can tell it's fake because we know the way the human body is. Even as good as people are at making things like that happen, it's the reason why the dinosaurs in the Jurassic Park movies are so believable, because we've never seen a real one. It's the reason why, to me, I will say this, Pacific Rim is the best CGI I have ever seen on film. Because the giant robots.
Is that part of the reason people really liked Avatar so much? Was because it was a world you couldn't compare to because it was
Avatar,
made up?
Though, they're very humanoid.
Mm.
So I find there's still some uncanny valley there. Like you see sometimes when they're swimming or like in two or in the first one when they're flying, it's just like something's not right. It's when something is not humanoid and like, you know, you're talking about the Transformers and all that kind of stuff. It works when it's something that doesn't look like us. It's like going back to I hear the bell. Every time I hear the bell, you know, we believe in Santa Claus, Polar Express.
Yeah.
You watch it and it just doesn't look right.
It's off-putting.
It's very weird. Yes. But once you check out of the realistic part of it, it's still a very entertaining movie. But the uncanny valley just isn't something we've gotten to yet. They've tried. They've done cool stuff like the Luke Skywalker stuff on The Mandalorian. There's moments where it looks great. Then there's moments where it doesn't look great. Even with the best people in the world working on it, just not working out.
I'm ordering a rolling grilling basket.
What is that?
It's it's like a canister that is made of metal, what do you call it? When you can see through it, like mesh.
Okay.
And you pour vegetables in it, and then you can roll it around on your grill, and it will keep all the vegetables from falling into the grill grates.
Mm-hmm. And it'll rotate them for you?
Well, you roll it. You do it.
No, but I'm saying like you roll it, and it just rolls them all around for you.
Yeah, because it's just all rolling around in there.
What is it called?
It's called a rolling grill basket.
Okay, I'm going to look this up. I've never heard of this.
Yeah.
I don't even have a grill. Want this. I want some. I like anything automated. I'm looking at this. Rolling grill baskets.
Yeah, it's kind of neat, man. So, you know, that's the problem with vegetables a lot of times is that it falls through the grates. And this way you kind of put it all in. And it makes you want to grill vegetable. That way you get to eat, you know, whatever it takes to eat them.
Wow.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. It's like 20. It's like
30 and people are doing bread and buns and things like that in there too, and all kinds of stuff, fries.
Yeah.
Except they're not fries because they're grilled. Some grills. Is that what you call French fries if they're grilled? Some French grills?
Yeah.
Okay.
You do. It took me a second.
Yeah.
Remember when we had Freedom Fries?
I miss the Freedom Fries.
Why was that again? How did it come about?
Because it was after 9/11. We just wanted everything. Oh, wait, no. There was a France thing. France didn't want to back us up and go
I think
in.
They wouldn't let us fly across their airspace.
Something. It was something after 9/11 when we were getting the world together to go in. We were like, yeah, we're going to do this. And France was like, nah, we're not going to be involved. We will let you do this on your own.
Stupid France.
And then so we're like, screw France.
Yeah.
We like Belgian fries and American freedom fries.
And the old, if it wasn't for us, you'd be speaking German.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great line. That's a good one. I like that one.
It's true, though.
But it is true.
I mean, you know, where there's truth.
Oh, man, speaking of World War II, how about this UFO bell? The Nazis had this stuff going on where it was...
Some people said a time machine.
Yeah.
And they said that it escaped World War II. But apparently not.
Apparently we have it.
Apparently America got it.
Along with a bunch of other stuff. There's been so much coming out about UFOs and aliens, and we have aliens, and we have craft, and it's a secret thing. And
well, it's like last week at the end of the podcast, we had the Nick Pope interview. And also, if you haven't seen it, we have it on YouTube. We got it all over. There's some really fantastical stuff that's come out. Dr. Greer's said some stuff. Mm-hmm. His whistleblowers, their whistleblowers coming out. They're saying several per week right now have been coming out over the past couple weeks.
Yep.
And, you know, as one person hears somebody else tell their story, they're emboldened to come out and tell theirs. Yep. And, you know, it goes back to Roswell, the original, the OG of the alien, you know, recovery operations. Jesse Marcel, the guy who's in the photographs posing with the, you know, pieces from the weather balloon, he came out and said, yeah, that wasn't how it was. There was a real craft. Before he died, I want to say in the 1980s or 90s, he came out and said, there was a real craft. There were real aliens. What you saw in that photo is not the recovered materials. That's what I had to do or else.
It's completely true. What you just said, because the FBI, I mean, they have a letter. It's on their website where it was a memo, the FBI talking about how they found this craft. It was a UFO, a legit extraterrestrial thing.
And you and I have talked about this for so long, and you always say the same thing every time, and it is so true. Why do people not seem to care?
I don't know.
This is like the biggest news. Again, proof of God. Are aliens out there? Are we alone in the universe?
JFK.
JFK. We want to know the truth on certain things.
I mean, that's, and it's, I
what's
remember.
What's the flight that went down, the MH whatever? The Malaysian. I mean, there's things we need to know.
I remember when the New York Times came out with the first disclosure piece from the Pentagon, releasing the Tic Tac video, which Dr. Stephen Greer and his thing this past week said is our technology,
which I love, knowing that we have that technology,
and even showing what it is like. Yeah. Here's what we've been working on. It had a picture of it and goes, now look at this. I'm like, oh my god,
it's slight differences,
well, it's smaller, yeah, but it's the same, and that's what you'd expect over time. It would get smaller.
Yeah, the evolution of these craft, like the cigar shaped craft,
mm-hmm,
now have gotten to
a tic tac.
I said tic tac.
But I remember when that article came out, as you know, it came out at midnight, a New York Times article, and on the way in the studio I texted you, my bud Jeremy, Howard and Gerald, best friends from high school, and somebody else, I forget, and like, well, hey, this is it, this is the day.
Can we get Jeremy on the phone? Do you think you can maybe see Phil? Because he is a professor of apologetics, which
was.
I think, or was.
Yeah,
it was. But if there's anybody, you know, because there are biblical implications with life on other planets.
You don't want him for that.
Really?
No, I have to go home and watch baseball games at some point today.
Oh, yeah, but he could totally dive into it. I mean, this guy's like, you know, he's read the text, the actual scrolls. He's decoded this stuff.
Yeah, it just gets icky because it's you step on a lot of toes. It's just weird.
Is there a God? Yes.
Yeah.
Do we believe in God? Yes. Are we Christian? Yes. That kind of yes. However, you know, there's a lot of other stuff. I mean, God didn't. I don't believe he put all of his eggs in one basket.
I don't either.
I think he said, you know what, I'm going to sprinkle a little here, sprinkle a little intelligence there. So we have dolphins on this planet. We have other aliens on other planets.
I mean, man, I sit out on my deck, and it's on the back end, so it's kind of high in the air. I'm kind of up in the treetops kind of thing, and I see birds and bats and squirrels and frogs, and you hear all that kind of stuff, and just the little bugs that flying around, little gnats and flies and stuff. And I go, this is like it's like we live in an alien world.
We do.
We live in an alien world. We didn't never seen birds before and bugs and stuff. And we said, hey, here's what life is on another planet. And we saw those that we have here. We'd be like, oh, of course. Of course they have that. Of course.
The James Webb Telescope, I'm trying to find, they found something recently. They said, this should not exist. And they're like, is this the proof of God kind of thing, and they just go through all this kind of stuff. There's so much stuff we find each and every day, and what's interesting is from what I have gleaned from the Dr. Greer stuff and all that, and I know there's some people are like, oh man, here they go talking aliens and whatever. What we're saying is some of the alien crafts we see are aliens. Most of them are ours. They're Earth
made.
Craft, or yeah, earthly made craft that we have reverse engineered. But like the James Webb Telescope and all that kind of stuff, there's things that we find out every day. We're finding out that our math is incorrect. We're finding out that everything is slightly off.
Yeah, then you know,
everything is going to evolve.
I saw a thing that said it was a scientist, and she said, people say, oh, well, we're looking all over space. Is the most that we've really looked at in space, and she goes into says the best analogy is, let's say space is our oceans on Earth, and that's their equivalent. What we have seen and what we've looked at and studied was the equivalent of 12 ounces of seawater. So
12 ounces.
We've done into it's like dipping a 12 ounce thing in the ocean, looking at it and going, no, I don't see any. There's no fish in it, so I guess there's no fish in the oceans.
There are more.
That's how dumb it is.
There are more galaxies. How many stars are in just the Milky Way? Stars.
Oh no, it's got a lot of nougat.
Thank you. There are in the Milky Way galaxy, in our galaxy, there are a gazillion stars. It doesn't even tell you. I put how many stars in the Milky Way, and it just gives me vague stuff because there is no real answer because there's so much stuff.
It's so vast. It's so vast.
At least 25,000 suns, but possibly up to a million solar masses. It ranges from anywhere from 10 to 300 light years, which is insane. And that is just our galaxy. And then you imagine that there are more galaxies than grains of sand on every beach, on every piece of the Earth combined. And to think that we're how arrogant is it of right. us to think that we're the only life out there?
Yep, I know. One day, man, I keep, you know, why do people not care? I don't know why. I really can't. I don't know. You don't trust the government? Yeah, I don't either. But I still think this is crazy because this isn't coming from the government. This is coming, or is it? I don't know.
Yeah.
Hopefully one day we'll find out. And hopefully it is truthful.
I want to believe that we have the best government and nation on planet Earth. I mean, we see people dying every day trying to get here. So obviously, you know, I can't look at it from the lens of somebody. I have lived overseas, but I was still in America. It's interesting, though, to see the America through the lens of the rest of the world. We are still the destination. We're still what everybody strives to be. Don't ever forget that. But there are bad people in every society.
Oh, yeah.
And I do worry that we're being lied to and have been lied to for years. I mean, you look at Kelly
decades.
Johnson and all
decades,
those.
Decades.
Decades and decades and decades.
Long.
Apparently, according to Dr. Greer, our radar started knocking spacecraft apparently radar shorts out their circuits and negates their little lift capacity or whatever. And that's why everything started changing when we invented radar and we started capturing these ships.
Anyway, it's worth looking into. Dr. Greer, David Greer, YouTube, get the latest one. It's like a week old or so. It would have been, if you're listening to this and it's in the
I'll
future
tell you
sometime,
what it is.
It would have been June...
Yeah, Stephen Greer.
Dr.
Stephen Greer. Monday, June 12th, 2023, Dr. Greer's groundbreaking National Press Club event.
Yeah, there you go.
And you'll find it on his page. And they just go into it, and he's got all these different whistleblowers on top of the other whistleblowers we've been getting. Then everybody's talking about the Vegas thing with the alien. You saw the picture of the alien?
I saw that was debunked.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, even Pope debunked that.
Oh, see, I didn't see that one.
Yeah.
Okay, dang it. I was getting excited.
Dude, the field looks so good in Omaha.
For baseball?
Yeah, they do stripes and that kind of stuff in the outfield, and they've done this well. That's done really well. That's a real talent. They use GPS and all that.
Oh, really?
For the mowers, yeah. Huh. And they create words or images, and it's in how the grass lays over, and they use it's a thing that they pull and kind of makes the grass turn over.
Lay different directions.
Yeah. Cool.
Like a little steamroller.
Just a gorgeous field.
Yeah.
Yeah, Omaha did it right, man. They went and just said, you know, we're going to build a whole new facility, make it, you know, more modern, more comfortable, and bigger. And then, so, because everyone goes, that's where they have it. And the softball did the same thing in Oklahoma City. They built their beautiful facility. It's like three levels.
You want to go? Let's go. Road trip. Me and you.
To Omaha?
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't mind.
I'll do it.
I don't know.
I'll do it. I'm telling you right now, me and you and Frankie, my son, you get one of your boys, get both your boys. I don't care. And we just go.
Somewhere I'll drive. Between here and Jackson, my oldest son will have jumped out of the car and laid over train tracks just to get it over with.
All right. Well, I wanted to offer. Yeah. I think it'd be kind of fun. I've never been to Omaha for the College World Series ever. I watch it every year, but I've never actually been. And, you know, this is a good time to go.
How about the Oral Roberts getting into the dance, man? And TCU. Boy, he just sailed that. Yeah, TCU.
Oh, they're playing right now?
Yeah,
we don't have the TV monitors on because we're doing the podcast. So I don't know.
Yeah, I have it on YouTube TV, which I still love.
I'm watching an episode of Ancient Aliens.
Well, maybe it's a good time for us to punch out of this.
Yeah. So anyway, go and check out the Dr. Stephen Greer stuff. He goes into it on several different things. We got to get him on the show.
I know.
We've got to. I mean, got to.
It'll be a lot of editing. He's very long-winded.
Well, yeah, but just let him go. I mean, it's the podcast.
Oh, for the podcast.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And then we can take everything and put like highlights on the show or something. Okay. But either way, yes. Don't forget, nothing to be scared of. Yeah. You're good to go. The aliens do not create, and that's another thing Dr. Greer talks about. The aliens do not pose a threat to us. We pose a threat to us. In other words, false flag, fake alien invasion, be on the lookout, what, you know what I'm saying?
Scared.
All right.
Well done, by the way.
Have a good one.
See y'all.
Happy Father's Day to all the fathers.
Come on, let's go,
yeah,
daddy-o.
And don't forget, just because you're a single mom doesn't make you a dad, too. You get your own day. Single dads can't be moms on Mother's Day. You get your own day. We all get our own day.
You just can't let it go.
I can't let it go.
Scared.
I'm scared. We're going to lose our day.
Okay, goodbye.
Oh, she did the thing. It's down.
This was the podcast, right? But now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day.
It was the podcast. Goodbye.
I'm sorry.
Hey, on the phone with us is Eric Nelson. He plays Ennis in the 1883. What's up, Eric? How are you, man?
Hey, I'm doing good. Happy to be here.
You got a big fan in these guys here, Bubba and Carson. Huge fans, man.
1883, and I dare we say it. Carson and I were both talking about it. 1883 ended too soon. There should have been another season.
You guys could have stretched.
Yes.
We're saying.
You know, it's funny because Taylor Sheridan, our creator, from day one, that was his. He knew where it was starting and he knew where it was ending, and that was it. But then it aired on Paramount Plus, and the world just freaked out. and the network, and everybody was so excited, and it did so well that everybody was like, oh, maybe there's hope. Maybe he'll change his mind. But, you know, he has so many other things going on, and he always saw it as what it was. And so that's where it lives, and that's where it always lived. But, you know, it's just grateful to be on the journey.
It was the journey. Boy, you guys were on the journey.
You were on a journey.
We've described 1883 as literally watching the Oregon Trail. It's the most insane thing I've ever seen. I'm like, you know, I played the game as a kid, but I never saw the movie. And now with 1883, you can kind of see that as you're seeing the Dutton family with Tim McGraw and Faith Hill as the stars go across America and the hardships and all of the challenges and the starvation and
dysentery
was in there. I mean, it's the craziest thing I think I've ever seen. And then the final episode, which sadly your character doesn't make it to. The spoilers.
My gosh, not everybody has seen it, Bubba. That's the whole point.
Eric, I'm so sorry.
Oh, my gosh.
Sorry about that. That's Bubba.
For everyone who just heard that, it's 1800s on the trail back in the day. There's a lot of stuff that goes down, as you can imagine. So let's just put it there.
It is. I mean, because obviously you guys you watched it too. Did you watch it like as soon as it came out, like on the app and all that? Or did you guys get to see the finished thing first?
No, I mean, we did have a premiere where we got to see the first two episodes before they aired. And then I just watched it on TV like everybody else. And like you said, I mean, it's just so raw and real and gripping. And that was Taylor Sheridan, our creator's whole, you know, mindset behind this thing. He wanted it at least the least amount of Hollywoodness that you could have. He didn't want the glitz and the glam of what life was like. He wanted what it was actually like. And that's what he depicts. And oftentimes it's hard to watch, but it's real. And that's what these, you know, early American settlers had to go through. So it's just, I mean, it just hits on all the notes. I don't know how he does it.
The first episode caught me. I mean, literally just pulls you in by the time. And you're right. With the second episode, you are family now. You're really rooting for not just the Duttons, but the immigrants. And you're like, oh, these are my favorite immigrants. And you start, you know, you do. You have your favorites. And then as it goes on, you're like, what in the world is happening?
I know. And all the while, it's being narrated through the eyes of a 17-year-old girl. So you're seeing it through a perspective and a lens that's never been shown before in Westerns, or let alone and a journey across America at that time.
So this is now, it used to be it was just on Paramount Plus app, but now Sunday it's going to be to where more people can see it, right, Eric?
Yeah. Sunday we released the first two episodes on Paramount Network, so on cable TV. You don't need the app. You don't need to, you know, pay for a new subscription. It'll be right there for all y'all. And then weekly, coming after Sunday, the 18th, it'll be, you know, the rest of the episodes will air weekly. But after each episode, it's kind of cool because we're going to be showing kind of like these special featurettes. So you get to see like a look behind the scenes of the episode that you just watched. You get to hear interviews with us actors. It's really cool and unique that they've got those kind of coming too, which weren't released on Paramount Plus.
I am a huge fan of the show, and I'm going to tell you, and I know Carson is too, if you've never seen 1883, it lives up to the hype. It's better than the hype, and you need to watch it. Big D, has never seen it. I'm telling you, watch this show. Set your DVRs. If you can't watch it, set it. Watch it as soon and as often as possible. It's amazing.
I like it because Sam Elliott is in it. Of course, Sam Elliott, famously in Big Lebowski. And also
like your style, dude.
Tim McGraw and Faith Hill. Eric Nelson plays Ennis. Eric, all the best to you, man. Thank you. You made a couple of people really, really happy, and looking forward to it.
That's so awesome. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
You bet, man. We'll see you.